Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you. Hey you crazy motherfuckers, welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth. I'm the host with the most, I'm Cole, I'm here with the lovely, lovely, and slightly sore Miss Amanda.
Really?
We're here to tantalate, titillate, and otherwise entertain the fuck out of you, because that's what we do. And for those of you following along at home, really? Are you going to look at my text messages? Is that what you're doing? For those of you following at this monumental show.
I was playing a casino game.
This monumental show.
Is it?
It's monumental show. Yes, it is.
What monumental show is it?
Well, if you were following along at home, which hopefully someday you will, this is season 7. Episode 299.
That's 290.
I am so proud of you. This is a crowning achievement. Look at this. We're already there. Look at her going, but that's not 300. Good job. Keep it up. You didn't even count, slap your hoof or anything. Just all over that. I know, but it's anticipation that we're that.
Hooves. Is this like a nice
tail? I mean, a smart ass. It's you speak of those things you do not know. Yes, in the hovel with the pigs, William. The thing is that I am absolutely okay. We gotta stifle this fucking thing right fucking now. Hold please. Is that the one? Yes. Okay.
That wasn't the one. When somebody comments, it'll pop back up. It's all good.
But you know what I wanted to.
Yeah, you want to silence it.
Anyways, it's the anticipation of the 300th show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's kind of a big deal.
No, I'm being the smartest.
No, you're not. You don't even know. You don't even care. You don't even care. And just happy to be here. Anywho,
shout out. Some days I am just happy to be.
Wow.
Okay, no. Take care of it.
Excellent. Okay, so anywho, sponsors. Yeah, we got them. Just saying.
I'm figuring it out.
Okay. Scroll down. So mute. There it is. Mute. Until I turn it back on.
Mute. Oh, you want this
I don't
one?
Care. Mute. It's mute. They're starting to hear me yell mute. Okay. Anywho, sponsors. Yeah, we got them. That was it. I remember that now. Shout out to, obviously, protect your clit. You don't have to protect it. Just make sure that special clit that's only for you, you take care of it. Don't trust that clit to just any electronic device that's going to slap up against it. No. Get a name brand that you know you can trust. MotorBunny.com. Get the original or the brand new Buck. Again, don't forget you can go onto our page on Pornhub and see Miss Amanda's review of the Buck as she rides it to orgasm pleasure. Orgasmic. Orgasm. Whatever. I thought it sounded good in my head.
Orgasmic pleasure. Yes.
No, it wasn't what I was going for. I was going for something fancier than that.
Fancier.
Anyways, watch her get off. MotorBunny.com. Also, you want to know what's going on in the lifestyle? So do I. No, you want to know what's going on in the lifestyle or in the adult world, make it a habit to read your new edition each month of ASMLifestyleMagazine.com. 3 million readers can't be wrong. Someday we'll make the cover of that fucker. I swear to God we will. But don't forget also in the time being, until the end of this month, which will be April, for those of you listening 7 years from now, you can go on and vote once a day, every day this month. Please go on to the ASMLifestyleMagazineAwards.com. Vote for us for Best Adult Takeover, Crazy Winter Nights, as well as Best Expo, Trade Show, and Convention, Crazy Winter Nights. Don't forget to support our very good friends for Best Podcast, The Fun Pineapples, for Best New Business, The Juicy Debauchery. We know 3 of the 4 porn stars for Best Female Porn Star. No, 2 of the male porn stars, so I'm not going to vote whoever, how you will. That's up to you. Mm-hmm. Just saying. Anywho, so there you go. And finally, hey, you know what? in this day and age, there's lots of things you have to tolerate and deal with and put up with. Boring meat is not one of them. Don't have your mouth go, oh, that's it. Spice up your meat with SmokinMeatsBBQTreats.com meat rubs today. Let me spell it for you, kids. Grab your pen and paper or your cell phone. Yeah, I know. People use technology. SmokinMeatsBBQTreats.com. Order today. 6 delicious flavors to choose from. Smoke it. No, that's what I just said. Hickory dust, lemon pepper, SBG, orange mango, habanero, pineapple paradise, Cinnacue, Coon Hound, and finally, coming soon, our own special Crazy Caswell blend as well. So there you go. So why finish this? I'm going to shut the door.
I'm supposed to say something. Okay, so when he spells out the website, I really think that he needs to make it a jingle and he can sing it.
You've lost your fucking mind.
No, I have not. Do you like to sing? Of course you do, because Cole loves to sing. So you need to make a jingle with it. Jesus. So you can sing the words, sing the letters.
I charge extra to be a jingle maker. I only do jingles during the holiday season when I'm Santa. And jingle my fucking jolly ball around. That's time. I'll work on it a little bit. I'll add it to my list of things.
It's okay.
Yeah. I got asked how the calendar sale's going. Yeah, you're going to see my fucking, or allude to seeing my man meat in the calendar if you order one. So we'll probably go ahead and do that.
Okay.
We're close enough. Won't say I haven't. It'll be this big accomplishment in my life. I'm fucking my own calendar.
You're going to fuck in your own calendar?
Maybe. I fucked in your porn today and my arms are still sore from that motherfucking shit. Anyway, so... Our bedroom is now our studio, our secondary studio, which somebody needs to use way more often.
That's why I set it all up today.
So the thing is today, after today, Miss Amanda's pussy will never be the same because she's going to start getting it slapped around much more often. Not by me, and I said, well, by me too, but by others. So here's hoping to make it an Arby's sandwich in no time. Just saying. It means it's getting a lot of use and love. Who doesn't like a good giant roast beef sandwich? I know I do. Just saying what?
Does that mean I have huge meat flaps?
No. And you do not have meat curtains at this point in time.
Curtains would be better than flaps.
Flaps sounds like now you got a plane. Flaps down.
I'm like, wait a minute. Does it look like roast beef?
No, not yet. Can't after we win. Sometimes we get
not
done.
Not yet.
That one where after we get done, it looks a little fucking oi. But that's what it's supposed to look like. But after today, when you thought I was stroking out to come, I'm not really, can't talk too much shit. So it is what it is.
His lips were turning blue and he was sweating profusely. I
was
don't
feeling
know.
Really fucking good.
I'm like, are you okay? Are you going to like have a heart attack while
Which
we're doing
just
this?
Slowed down the process because when you're asking 20 questions, like what medicine you're on, I'm just trying to jizz.
And I wanted you to on my stomach, and well, that didn't work out.
I was going to, but you got impatient. You're like, just lay there and come. You got impatient. You could have fucking taken and grabbed some up and funneled it over there or some shit and something. It would have taken me just a minute. We'd have got there.
So I need to keep like a butter knife that I can scoop it up and put it in spots.
If it was only the size of a butter knife, if that's all that came out.
No. Little bits and place it accordingly.
If you would have just turned sideways and I turned sideways, I'd hit your fucking stomach. And it would have.
You think it would have power shot?
It would have power shot, and it would have stuck long enough for you to flip over and get a picture. I guarantee it. I wasn't the one that tapped the fuck out in the sex part. Even though my arms and shoulders, they were a burning. Just saying. Anyways, I don't know. There you go. So if, so soon, don't forget to sign up on Miss Amanda's website. If you would like to shoot content with her and you'd like to get your jizz on her stomach, pussy, face, whatever, whatever's in the contract, it works out. Let us know.
I'm just trying to get a compilation. I'm just trying to get a whole bunch of cum shots.
You're trying to get a whole bunch of cum? No. Jizz-O-Rama. It's a jizz vest.
Sat there with the camera.
Yeah, which, look, I'm working on this shit. I'm usually doing behind-the-scenes stuff, so.
Come on, whatever. They do it by command.
I'm working. I'm doing pretty fucking good up on my doing aerobics.
Okay, we're done. Let's finish it off. Okay. I'm like, how do you just force it to go?
Be 20 something. Ta-da. Apparently, that helps a lot. So just saying, I'm working on fucking being able to pop up on command. I'll keep practicing. Hang out more. You see, you watch. You can be a part of my training. Okay, whatever. All right. So what do you want to talk about?
I have no idea.
I'm in a shitty mood. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, you're in a shitty mood.
That was awesome.
That's awesome. Why are you picking that on?
Because I've got this one spot because of my CPAP that always, I think it's actually more like it's cut or something. And so it constantly scabs. So constantly there's a booger right there. So
it's constantly. It's not really a booger, then it's skin.
Right. But I'm constantly pulling off. And so then a new booger forms there. And it's just every time I turn around, I've got my finger up my nose. And it's sore. It hurts. So like when I sneeze or wipe my nose.
Is that about lubing it? It helps with the dryness.
That fucker ain't dry.
Are you sure it's not dry? No, I'm not going to feel up your nose. It's just gross.
You had my dick in your mouth.
You really want that up your nose?
Really? Do you think it's going to bother me? You had my dick in your mouth. And so you're worried about touching my booger. You freaked the fuck out with me giving you love and affection on the way home this week. When we were going or on the way to Kansas City.
Because you licked my fucking hand.
I fucking held your hand up. We were holding hands.
I thought he was going to kiss it.
We were holding hands, which is part of the things that you like, right? We were cuddling, which you like. And I romantically lifted your hand up and did a little bit of, just gave it a little tongue action. I didn't like up your whole arm. I would have, but just the top of your hand.
The whole top of my hand.
The top of your hand is like an inch. You're small. It's not that much.
An inch. It's more like 3.
Okay, 3 inches. A quick little lick that showed I cared. And you're like, ah!
Because you licked my hand. I thought you were going to
And now you're all paranoid about it. One time in 32 years, and now you're all paranoid. Every time I touch your hand, if I go to move your hand, you're like, looking to see what I'm doing with your hand. I'm trying to keep you on your toes. 32 years ago, I stuck a booger in your hand. You started to become, gotten complacent. So I'm trying to help you. And this is the thanks I get for trying to help you.
Right.
I 32 years ago, your hand never got that close to my mouth. After the booger thing, it never would have got that close. That's See, true. You've become complacent. This is how we're attacked and we're ruined in life.
Because there was trust and you ruined that trust.
No, you became complacent. There's a difference. You're not gonna turn this on me. I'm trying to do a training. This is like wax on, wax off type shit.
You're not training me to lick my hand.
I am training you to make sure you stay. You're always aware of your surroundings for your safety. You shoot porn now. You need to know. You need to be on your toes at all times. So all of a sudden you don't get randomly attacked by a tongue you shoot porn, that could happen. Just saying. You need to be. You've been randomly attacked by tongues?
Kinda.
No, not where they say now lick here.
I didn't say like multiple tongues.
Not where they say lick here, where all of a sudden it's just like out of the blue, you're just standing there and you're all of a sudden slapped with a tongue. What if you're at the zoo and a llama comes up and just slap shows good. It won't happen now because you're in tune to it. Thank you. You're welcome.
Do you know I've never seen a llama?
Yes, you have.
Not up close, not at a zoo.
Yes, you have.
Have I?
Yes.
Obviously, I don't remember. It must not have been very memorable. Did we get close to it? Did I pet it?
We pet it.
No.
At the Henry Dorn.
Never.
Yes. Yes.
No.
What do you think those things were? Really big fucking ostrich or small ostriches? Omaha Henry Dorn Zoo.
The only thing I've petted.
They used to have llamas
Omaha
in there.
Zoo was a fucking goat.
No, Lincoln only had goats. Omaha had a couple of llamas, and you could pet the llamas. What were those camel looking like? What were those tall the things with the big necks that looked like really cute poodles but tall with necks? They weren't giraffes. What were those fucking things?
You have me mistaken with somebody else.
No.
Maybe an ex-girlfriend or something?
The ex-girlfriend got her fucking hair eaten by a giraffe. That's a totally different thing, and that's awesome. No, they still had it when the kids, because, oh my God. There's llama farms up in oh, Jesus.
I don't care if there's llama farms. It doesn't mean I've got up and touched one.
I'll break out the picture of me and my disappointing junior year in prom when I have a picture with a fucking llama.
Okay, but that was your junior year in prom.
Right, but this way you know what it looks like. So
I know what a llama looks like.
Let's draw one. Use your finger and draw a lump right down the air.
We went by a restaurant this week that has a llama, and you said everybody needs a llama for a mascot.
Because a drunken llama is funny. Mm-hmm. It's like a camel, but not. Because they got the lips. You can feed one. They used to have them, you could feed it at Lincoln Zoo. Yes. Because I've taken the kids, and we were there, and I never took just the kid. I was not a good enough dad to ever just take the kids to the zoo on my own. Take the kids and fucking put the money in for the little fucking... in the like candy machine and fed the llama. So they got the little lips. The lips are like split. And they're like, "Give me your hand. Give me your hand. Give me your hand." Watch it. I'm gonna use my tongue. And they're like, just like letting, you know, jack off their lips like you're doing. But you know what I'm saying? We're going to the now tomorrow. We're going to the fucking children's zoo so you can see a goddamn llama. So we can take one. Bring one home with us. This story, this podcast is now totally went off the rails because you don't know what the fuck a llama is.
I know what a llama is. I just said one. I've never touched
I've
one.
I've sheltered you so badly. I've kept you protected from the evil llamas.
It is what it is.
You've petted a cow. You've petted.
I've petted.
You've pet a cow.
Well, a calf. Yes. That,
well, that's a cow, just shorter version of it. It'd be like you're still like a person. You're just a shorter version of it. I touched a woman. You're still a woman, just shorter. Like, so that still counts. You've touched a pig.
When did I touch a pig?
Well, you touched a pig in New Orleans when I wasn't.
No, I did not touch that pig. You touched that pig.
They have camels at the zoo, but you can't feed them. Or you can't touch them.
No, you used to be able to feed them a long time ago. But now they have it to where the displays are like further out and you can't.
Because a camel is huge. And they're mean as hell. They spit baseballs for fuck's sakes.
I pet a horse at the zoo.
You pet a horse. You pet a pony. You know what that is?
I've pet a calf.
You
know what that is? It didn't like it, but I pet a cat.
Well, that's because you were scratching it like a fucking
dog.
Dog, yeah, it's all right.
Touched a llama and I liked it.
They had potbelly pigs at the Omaha Zoo. You've touched them in the petting zoo area. You've pet goats. You've pet. Oh my lord. Oh, God. Well, I promise you, my vow to you as we're finishing up our 30th year of marriage, going into our 31st year, to take you on a petting zoo extravaganza, to open the world to you, to new type of animals to pet. You've petted a jackass.
I've petted a jackass?
You've petted a donkey before. Yes, because I haven't at the fucking zoo. Oh, my God. Right now, as God is my witness, I swear, I know it sounds like we must be in BDSM where I've kept her blindfolded. I did not take her to the zoo blindfolded. I let her look at the animals. Seriously, I really, really did. Have you seen a peacock?
Yes.
You seen an ostrich?
Yes.
An emu?
Yes.
A gorilla?
Yes.
Elephant?
Yes.
Rhino?
Yep.
Hippo? Have you seen a hippo?
I've had a pygmy, a hippo.
Have you seen a hippo? Hippo?
Did they have that at Henry Dooley Zoo up on that hill?
No.
Then no.
Did you ever see the pygmy one? Did you ever see the Washington Zoo, the National Zoo? This has nothing to do with swinging, just so you know. Great date nights. Take your future fucking make him touch stuff.
No.
Because they have a big hippo. They have a full size fucking.
Was it hungry?
Kinda. But I just know when it shit its tail spin, so it was like hitting the wood. It's throwing shit all over. Weird. Seals.
Ew. I've seen seals.
Have you touched a seal?
No.
Sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shark?
No. Well, I could have in Omaha. Or in New Orleans.
There you go. All right.
See an alligator.
Touch one?
No.
Thought about it?
Baby one, yes.
Well, that, again, remember this, that's still an alligator, just shorter? It's that
they
same
had its mouth. No, when we went on our cruise and the guy, little kid was holding an alligator.
Yeah,
he scammed
me out of fucking $10 for a picture. Yeah, yep, I remember that. Yep.
Had electrical tape wrapped sloth. Around his mouth. Sloth? I've seen one.
Okay, just check. All right. Cool things. These are all things that are very important that no one goes too fucked. This is why no one listens to our show. Just saying. It's important stuff. I didn't pick it, I'm scratching it on my nose. Different. Just saying. All right, what do you want to talk about? We need to talk about something that involves, like, fucking or something, I think.
Do we?
Well, I mean, our name is Crazy Truth About Swinging. Currently, the show sounds like Crazy Truth About Vacations. It's just, something out there. Boobs. Okay, say something. If I'm quiet, this is where we worked on this.
Remember, a little banter? Bit of silence could give a little.
Not bit of fucking on a podcast where half the people are only hearing it.
Are you sure only half the people are hearing it?
Pretty much.
Okay.
We're bantering.
Well, there was something earlier this week I said we should talk about, and I totally forgot what it was. I should make notes. Do you remember what it was?
I was trying not to listen to you earlier this week. It's hard to tell. It could have been one of those times when you were working by napping.
I've been getting made fun of.
No, you have been. We're just talking about how your vacation time and your day off time is calculated. And currently, you get like so much time for an 8-hour shift. Well, we don't know exactly what that is because we haven't actually made an 8-hour. You haven't done an 8-hour shift yet to know for sure. This week or last week. Last week you were fucking slacking like a motherfucker. Don't tell me I'm wrong.
You're not.
There were some days just getting dressed. I had to hassle you today saying that I deserve to also get the like makeup version of you.
Gonna get ready today?
Yeah. You're like, oh, I've got to because we've got a podcast to do. It's like, yeah, hey, I deserve to see the made up version of you too. Like, it's not just for breakfast anymore. It's like Sunday Dean sort of things.
Okay, so Courtney's asking how the trip to KC and back. Brian said he could have met us for lunch. Well, we had to do it during lunch because they had a conference going on at the same time, and they had to wait for their lunch break to show us.
So we could look in the room. And we still almost were like, when they're coming, I didn't see any food. We could have had a snack.
Somebody had food because they were milling around with it.
We should have grabbed some. They paid a lot of money for it. We saw the prices.
No, shit.
No, it was fun. It was good. It was...
We went down there to tour a hotel.
And book it. Sign my life away.
It was a conference center, so we booked it, and that's going to be our BDSM hotel.
That's right.
So we have the full hotel.
Yep.
It's not just a little spillover.
So we did something new.
What did we do?
Well, it's the first KWN that we've contractually booked two hotels.
Yeah.
So that's pretty fucking exciting. Yeah. Woo-hoo-hoo! Please buy some room. Somebody please show up to this fucking event or I am so fucked. We've done that. That was pretty fun. It's always fun sitting in meetings and you're explaining and you're trying to explain this stuff to people and it's just like, ugh. But the people were did a great job and I just sat quiet. Until I was asking questions, I just started head like stroking out for no reason. Just started sweating. That was awesome.
Yeah, he was having a hot flash.
I fucking had a hot flash. In a meeting.
Right when it was time to start negotiating
money. And all of a sudden, I'm having a hot flash. And I'm sitting there literally sweating like a stuck pig.
Oh, it was going through your shirt and everything.
Yeah.
It was
just I think it might be warmer. And she's trying to turn the AC down. No, I'm just having a fucking hot flash. But my dick works. Anyways, it's going to be a lot of fun. So we got that taken care of. So
the ride down, it was pretty, I mean, we just talked. What we did. And a lot of talking, soul searching, digging deep.
It was. We didn't stop to get beef jerky. I know that, but
didn't we? I know.
But I thought about it.
Yes, it was. We were talking about. Never mind. That won't be on for everybody else to hear. The way back, so I'm gonna divulge this about Cole.
Yeah, great.
I offered to drive. I said, just get me out of the
city. I was tired. I didn't go to sleep.
No, that has nothing to do with it. So I said, just get me out of the city and I'll drive. It's like, okay. It's going to stop for gas anyway. As soon as he gets in the passenger seat, he has a thing for getting really horny at the time. So then you put on a little porn and get off. Sometimes I videoed it. That time I did not. I was busy.
No, you were trying to run your fucking dildo while you drove.
Yeah, I tried to do that while I was driving.
Yes, it's the testosterone.
There's nothing wrong with it.
At some point, I'm going to spend some time next week with my mom going to the cemetery. So let's hope I don't have a boner. If she drives, I'm fucked. Just saying.
Don't let her drive.
No, I'm not going to. What? I thought you said just let her drive. No, that's a horrible idea. Anyway, so I don't know what it is. It's my testosterone. Testosterone works. Go to your doctor. Talk to your doctor. get prescribed testosterone and give it a shot.
It took.
My shit is fucking.
It took a couple of years for
mine
it
was super fucking low. Mm-hmm. And now it's not. And now it's fucking a beautiful thing. And my dick works and it's a lot of fun. Somebody taps out sometimes. Just saying.
I did.
But somebody still owes
me. Today even.
Somebody still owes me. You're two behind.
I'm two behind.
You're two behind.
What? Orgasms?
I don't know about your orgasms, but two behind on my orgasms. You're two behind on me getting off. I deferred a Tuesday one to Wednesday, and I didn't get the Wednesday one. So you owe me, there's 2 days lost. So the one today was for today. We still need to do a Tuesday and Wednesday.
Have
one.
We turned into a fucking.
Yes. Yes. My dick is working without question. Yes.
Brian, it works better if you do half that once a week.
Yes, it does. You'll be fucking just. Look, it's like being in high school again. It's awesome. Just saying.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
Thank you to Don at Kinky Frame and Wine for telling me that little trick.
Yeah.
And it's also got me off my estrogen blockers.
You just quit taking
them. Obviously, there's still somewhat in my system because hence the hot flash when I didn't need it. But still, just saying. What are you doing? What are you looking at me like that for? I watched your eyes. What are you doing? What sneaky shit are you doing?
I didn't do
bullshit. You're doing something sneaky. I watched you.
I looked over because you do always do this. You,
God damn it. I do not. I have not touched my hair that much. Anyway.
That much. You throw that in.
Anyway, so yeah. So no. So yeah. So great. Now we're just going to see the car. They're like, oh, Amanda's driving home after bar. Cole's jacking off again. I'm just
saying. There's nothing bad. There's just.
Thank God we go to enough fast food drive through, so there's always some napkins in the car. That's awesome. Just saying.
Next time you do that, you roll the window down like you do me when we pass somebody.
I don't give two fucks. I'll wave to the motherfuckers as we go by. Okay. I'll stick my dick out the window while we go by. I'll be like, out the window, look at all, woo, waving and shit. You're the porn star. That's what's so funny. You, like, freak when I roll the windows in. You're supposed to do that. Like, that would be the greatest video, that'd be the greatest shot ever, is the dude in the truck looking down while you're fucking naked in the front seat jacking off.
But what if it happens to be, like, this massive Christian that doesn't want to watch porn and see stuff like that?
Well, then he will say a prayer for your fucking twisted soul and your idiot husband that did it to you, and maybe you'll be saved. It is what it is. Or maybe we'll get hit by lightning. Don't worry, it's my fault anyway, so it'll work itself out. It's not for him. You're not going to like, hey, what's your email address so I can send this to you? You're not shooting it for him. You're shooting for the rest of the people. Actually, him or her having this like a gas face or like holding up a cross and a Bible throwing it at you would actually make that shot sell even more. It would be like, it would go fucking viral on X. If you think I'm right, somebody fucking agree with me because as God is my witness, I have to go through this all the time. By the way, Tina, I love that. Tina loves long car rides. She likes to ride naked and play with herself. Rock on. We should take a trip.
I used to do that when I was really drunk coming home from the bar.
Yes, you do. Did. So I'm just saying, people need to, why would I lie to you about that? Why would I lie to you about how much that would fucking sell?
I don't know. There's just, I don't know.
What happened with your hormone doctor?
Which part?
I said 2 years ago or a year ago, I'm telling you, we need to talk to them. They would get what they're doing. And.
So half my appointment this week was talking about sex and guys and hormones and alternative methods.
For the seminar that they're doing at their second KWN that they're sponsors for. Because they're thrilled to be a part of this and that to help.
And it's kind of interesting. So then she's like, so do you have any events coming up besides Vegas? I'm like, well, we have our camp out that's at a clothing optional campground. And she goes, oh.
We're pretty sure.
Well, you know, about 10 years ago, we went to Jamaica and it was a nudist resort. Okay. Wow.
It's what we do.
What just, else are you going to share with me?
It's what we make. We bring people some inner fantasies to life. It's what we do. Just saying. But I'm just saying.
She's 6 years older than I am.
And you know what? You. I'm telling you. And who had to convince you to give them a calendar? Actually, who didn't convince you? Who just did it?
You did it.
And I made you sign it. And what was her response?
Oh, I'm sure Todd would love this.
He's going to love it. And she told me on the phone, he really loves it. It's up in his man cave.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so he
No, really, I haven't he, heard that
Yeah,
one.
He appreciated the calendar. Yes.
I get it. How's your libido? Awesome. Testosterone's awesome for
The thing is what that is that's a compliment to him and what he does. Take out anything sexual with it. It's like walking going, great job, Doc. Good job. That's what that is. Just saying. Whatever. I like to just come up with ideas and not have anybody listen to me until later. Then I'm like, oh, hey. You gonna argue that point with me? Nope. No, ma'am.
I do it all the time. I tell you you're right.
Okay, let's not say all the time with that. Let's not get carried away. You yell at me, Lance. Don't.
I don't know.
Don't slap that buck cheek.
Today you clocked me in the head.
No. We were wrestling with the dogs and you just, I'm
standing
there.
We weren't wrestling with the dogs. We were trying to bring them in, but we were trying to clean them feet off.
But we
got them in the house.
Okay, let's go back. Here's what's very important. If you see Miss Amanda anywhere and she has bruises, as much as it might sound like I kicked her ass, which is the other way around, it's because Zippy got roller skates. So our 52-year-old has decided to fucking revisit her childhood and has roller skates, which is awesome, except for the fact that she hasn't been on roller skates in like 40 years. So with her new roller skate, you have to relearn balance. Mm-hmm. And we were goofing around when she went and bought the skates, and then we made her wear a helmet and stuff like that. Funny, and she took it off.
Like a bobblehead. Yeah.
Bitches out, whatever. And then she's going up and down the step, or up and down the
sidewalk.
The back sidewalk. Lo and behold, she bites it on her ass. Mm-hmm. And the best thing is, I had to be careful what butt cheek I slap, because that one's the sore one.
You shouldn't slap the butt cheek.
And
my wrist, I can move it more now.
The most important thing with these is this: that we get them in when we go pick them up. The wheels light up when you spin them.
They do. Yeah. They do light
She's
up.
She's like, I think I should change them. I'm like, absolutely fucking not. That is the most porn star thing you can absolutely have. You have to have the wheels that light up, because there is nothing better than that. So, yes, they're super cool blue ones, and yeah. So a great ab workout. It's low impact most of the time, except if you fall, then that's high impact. See, Tina goes through, don't change the wheels. Everybody knows those wheels, that's going to be a thing. Because you know what? When you're getting fucked with your roller skates on, because we both know that's going to happen, when your legs are up and the camera's on and the guy's fucking goes, it spins the wheels and the wheels.
Should I wear them to the bar on Friday?
Sure.
No.
You can wear them right now.
I'll bust my ass.
With drinks. That'll be awesome. Just saying.
Only the have one drink.
The thing is that the most important part of this whole story is you need to have them on when you fuck sleep, when your legs are in the air.
Those would be heavy. Ugh. Cheeky shorts. I'll have to get a pair of shorts. Take pictures outside of, you know.
When I look at your first 70s thing, the first thing is like, I should do roller derby. Absolutely.
And I bruise easier now.
I'm just like, you're going to look, your ass is going to, miss, I've never been in a fist fight before. Yep.
You don't have to tell everybody else that.
Exactly. Roller girl. I'll show you the movie.
I have a low center to gravity and get low.
That's the idea.
I have to find my balance first, but I can get low.
About getting low at our age. It's about getting up.
I can get up. That's no big deal.
Okay.
You've seen me do squats. I can get up.
I've also heard the sound it makes.
Well, I didn't say I didn't make sound doing it. I can do it, though.
You can do it. No, you can do it. And you'll fucking fly around these fucking things in no time. I know you will.
Yeah, I just have to get out there and learn balance again.
You should be doing the rain right now.
Well, I was like, you know, Thursday I could go to the tennis court and ride around the tennis court for a while during the day, and then it just rained all day.
But, if you can jump puddles.
Well, I'm not to that part yet.
I bet you would be. It's like riding a bike. You never forget, right?
But you have to learn your center of gravity again.
We need to fuck with your skates on so we practice that part.
Okay.
I don't know. Why are you so opposed to that?
I'm not opposed to it.
You look opposed. You look opposed. Like, you don't see the value of fucking with
skates
on.
We'll put ankle weights on you, heavy ones, and have you lift your legs up and hold them.
You don't have to put ankle weights on me. I held my fucking fat ass up, which carries my weight like a pregnant woman, as the doctor told me this week. Carries my weight like a pregnant woman. And fuck, without fucking giving you an episiotomy or fucking following you so the camera can still see you, don't even talk about it. I've got a fucking giant 75-pound fucking gut weight that's attached to me, and I'm expecting at any point in time. So fuck off with your little ankle weights, sunshine. Be a polar bear and fuck. Come here. Just saying. Tell you what we'll do. I'll put them on. Got a pair of those other skates, and I'll put them on, and we can
both fit your skates. They're not going to fit your feet. None of them are going to fit your feet. You have your mom's roller skates in there, and she goes, good, I want them back.
Right, but
Do you think she's going to put them on?
If she does, I'll beat her with them. That's kind of my witness. I will beat her with them. No, but I've got grandpa's skates. I've got other skates in there. I've got cowboy. I can put my work boots on. My work boots will weigh as much as those roller skates. And I'll fuck with you. Fuck with your roller skates, and I'll fuck with those. This way, we're balanced, or some shit. I don't know how that works. I could just take the dog and put him in a little backpack.
When we were in Kansas City, we were talking about it, someone else is like, "Yeah, I'm doing roller derby," and I'm like, "She's a lot younger than I am, though."
Not a lot younger, like 12 years.
That's a lot when you're over
50. No, it's not, Pumpkin. You could do it. I have no doubt you could do it.
I just have to regain my balance
a little bit. I didn't
realize the sidewalk wasn't level. And so when you put them on and you start going, ee, and you go, oh, fuck.
I wanted to push her so bad and she wouldn't let me. She said, don't push me.
No, I don't want you to push me.
I want you to go fast. She can feel the wind in your hair.
You are the paranoid one going, you need a helmet. Okay, you need wrist guards.
Because I don't really want to fucking have to take you to the doctor and have you fucking in a cast and a couple of casts. And because we crack jokes and somebody's like, oh my God, Cole's beating her. Do you see what he did? Look, rah, 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 rah. I can such hear it an now. Abuser. Right. Exactly. Because since we were at the doctor earlier this week and the doctor asked questions, I said, yeah, she hits me. I need help. So I know that, if you come in with bruises, people are like, oh my God, look what Cole did to her. I can hear that shit now. Like, nope, nope, nope. Like, I'll have to, if you were to fall and break something, I would videotape and take pictures. So I'd be like, nope, see, she was on her skates. See, it wasn't me. And that's what I did, just cover my own ass. Just saying. At least you got a little bit of padding, not very much anymore, but you got a little bit of padding on your butt. You don't have very much padding.
There's plenty of padding.
I don't know, your butt cheek still hurts. It did not bruise. It did not bruise, though. So that's really good. Actually,
no, it doesn't hurt. Oh, shit, I shouldn't have said that to you. Never mind. It
Why?
Because you're going to smack my ass.
I smack your ass anyways. Today.
But you've been watching Which Cheek.
Yes. And I'll still, because I love it. I'm such a dick, but I still love and care, so I'll make sure I only smack the non-injured cheek. I still love how today when we're fucking, you chastised me afterwards for the shit I did because that wasn't real porn-like.
No, it wasn't real porn-like, but it was things that you've seen that you like, and I'm like, that doesn't really happen.
I was just trying to make it original for the camera, so that's why.
Let me do things you don't like.
I did not, no, it's not like I cranked on your ass.
No.
There are people.
But you pulled my hair pretty good.
You're short, and I was my bounce, though. That was nice. There are people that can tell you. I smack asses a hell of a lot harder than that.
I don't want you to.
Well, right. So you can't leave that part out on the podcast. So it sounds like I just went on some fucking tear and just started doing all this shit that,
You're the one that said it. I wasn't going to say anything.
Well, but tell the part that it was a little that it was off, not that it was like, you know, yanked my hair out. Okay, that, because I couldn't get your hair because it wasn't long enough, so I used your forehead. That was, but I was just trying to get.
I'm like, oh!
I just was trying to get so you could look at the camera. And you pulled
hard. I'm like, holy
that's,
shit.
That was kind of slipping. But it was so you could look at the camera. I didn't have a director helping me.
My hair wasn't cut off. I haven't looked
at it. No, it wasn't. Okay. That part was because I was watching to see if I could see your face in the camera.
Well, I didn't have any makeup on, so it'd be kind of scary.
Then why did you bitch at me at another shot when I turned you so you're so that they can make sure they can see my dick going in? You're like, my head's not even in that shot. No, seriously. Answer the damn question. No, I know you know. This is like a core thing. Answer the question. It would be scary. I didn't even make it, but it'd be scary. And yet you were yipping at me because your head wasn't in the shot.
Because you say you're coming all this way.
Okay. It was so that they weren't just watching my fat gut going, maybe his dick's in there, maybe it's not. So they could actually see penis penetration.
Okay.
What the fuck? Oh, my God. Really? God. All right, great. Oh, never mind. Was
making fun of it.
No, never mind.
Next time I put this strap on, I'll pull your hair. Smack there
your
you ass.
Go. Actually, there you go.
Your hair is long, but easier to grab.
Next time, if we want to do the shit that I like, that you don't like, then we can go down that fucking path. Come dumpster, and we'll see where we go from there. Just saying.
Somebody would probably like to watch the primal shit. You're not, I don't think you're heavy duty into a lot of people.
No, I'm a soft primal.
Soft primal.
You were saying something. What the hell were you saying? You said something about, some people were talking about sex. You're like, oh, I don't have to. And I'm like, well, that's how it becomes consent, non-consent. I don't remember what the fuck it was. It was really funny. They're going to listen. Oh, that makes no sense.
When we were cuddling, and you said you were going to shove it up my ass. Remember?
Oh, because what it was you like pulled your pants down because I'm because in my work to be a better cuddler, which I've made strides, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Make sure that I don't breathe on her. So tilt my head to the side. You know, so because I got that down because you don't like my hot breath on you. We figured out the correct, appropriate zones where I may put my hands.
You determined that.
Are they not correct?
They are correct, but you determined it. I didn't say, no, you can't rest them on my boobs. No, it's just they tend to wander.
No. I'm putting them in places where that even if I cough or move, I cannot be accused of groping. Right? Because if I put my arm on your stomach, below your boobs, on your stomach, above your nether region, so it's not even close to your vag, and nothing's touching your tit, that's a safe zone. On your side or on your shoulders is a safe zone, or on your arm is a safe zone. On your hip, because you lay on your side, on your hip and leg is a safe zone because it's not your butt. So this way I cannot be accused of trying to fucking actually make it about me. Right?
No, make it about sex.
Make it about sex. Well, but every guy, that's a guy making it about themselves. So 6-1, but make it about sex.
Okay.
So it remains cuddling.
Okay.
And you pulled your pants down, and that's why I said, keep doing that, I'm going to stick it up your ass. And you're like, nuh-uh, you're waiting to be a smart ass. And I said, that's what makes it consent, non-consent. Which I did not try to stick my dick up your ass at that point.
No, he didn't.
I didn't, because it wasn't hard yet.
No, he wasn't hard yet.
But if I'd have been more prepared, I'm going to pop that bucket right in there.
No,
because you weren't drunk, so I know.
No.
You don't need lube, you need liquid lube.
I need liquid lube?
When you get liquid lube.
Oh, liquid, as in terms of like alcohol.
Alcohol, yeah, exactly. Spooning leads to four.
Did you need alcohol?
Pancakes. For what?
Your doctor's appointment.
Could have. I could have used a shot afterwards. You know, it's one of those things. It's been a long time since I've had a guy fucking go do the doctor where I've had to have the finger up the butt. And also since I've had to have him feel your nut, turn your head and cough to try to feel a hernia. Which is whatever. When you're, you know, 7th grade, it's embarrassing when at 51 with only one nut, you're like, whatever. So just saying. But this dude was like, when he goes, resistance is futile. It's like, well, trim your nails, just saying, or something.
He had like, gloves on, but he...
There was still a sharp edge somewhere.
He took a big old scoop. I'm like, oh.
It's just like, yeah, ow, okay. Yeah, yep.
He learned to relax.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, like you said, resistance futile, and he was correct. So, yeah, there you go. Pretty exciting. It was an exciting week all the way around.
Fun start to the week.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, you start off right. By the way, FYI, if anybody needs to know this, man's neck skin is thick as nails. That's what we learned. There's your tip for the day.
Only men.
The nape of our neck, I think it's almost covered from getting yelled at so much, but that's...
You don't get yelled at much.
No, not at all. Uh-uh. Did we see that? We had a conversation this week about you femdoming. And it's always cute when we bring it up and talk about it, because you're always like, I just don't think I can do that. I was like, I think maybe you can.
But I know you. I know what I can get away with saying.
Right. Something like that. What we were looking up was financial.
A fin dom.
And it said that one of the things that they, a typical name, is a pay pig, is what this sub is. And so
I did a lot of Googling. We were fucking around today. Was it yesterday?
So I made the joke that, of course, that means so all husbands are actually pay pigs. Just good. 1950s, here we are again. Make me a drink, bitch. you know, it's fun. This show has been as worthless as tits on a board.
I used to do that, though.
What?
Somewhat. The 50s housewife shit.
Let's not say used to. You did it a couple times. It was awesome. And it was very much appreciated. But it wasn't like a weekly thing. That was like, hey, it's beaver day.
Well, it just depends on how you look at it.
Oh, fuck.
I stayed home with the kids. That's pretty 50s this right there.
Yeah.
I made meals. I started at 2 o'clock in the afternoon to make sure I had the perfect dinner. Sometimes I was lazy, so it wasn't so
cool. Stop. Let's take each one of those points, shall we?
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
No.
I stayed home with the kids because we figured out that if you worked and we put the kids in daycare, your check would go to pay daycare, and then we had to spend every weekend undoing all the shit they learned at daycare. Those perfect meals, which were very, very good. Remember the meals that you found out 25 years later that I didn't like but never said anything? And making shit from scratch, you enjoy cooking and baking, and you're good at it, and you're a tight-ass motherfucker, and so you knew that you could save a shit ton of money by making it versus buying it. All right, so June. June Cleaver. As much as it was always very much appreciated...
You liked coming home to homemade cinnamon rolls.
I did. I loved it. And the other part of that, what I said was...
Didn't like.
I never said a word because they were so minor compared to all the things I did like. And as I just said, it was very much appreciated. But let's not act like it was like you were just like, you know, in your apron fritting around and you know.
Yeah, I didn't wear aprons.
I mean, at least not for me. I don't know who was over during the day, but just saying. So, and 50 is nothing because you also did other things. Like, if you want to brag about one to brag about is roofing the house. You roofed our house. That's a pretty bad. It wasn't 50's housewife, but that was pretty damn badass. That kicked the shit out of any of those other things you just talked about having done. You roofed the fucking house.
Is that because you don't like heights? That it was.
I don't like heights. I don't like.
I was
doing
up
that.
There in 102 temperature, or because I was just busting my ass and busting your ass is hot.
All of the above, and it was such a badass bitch thing to do. That's a badass bitch, and that's hot as fuck.
So I need to be a badass bitch.
No, the key is. This is a very important part to make sure we note this part. The full phrase is, again, badass bitch. Okay? So that's super important. if we leave the first two words off and we're just bitch, that's not near as exciting. Badass, bitch, fucking incredibly hot. Just a bitch, not as hot. Just saying. So,
so you're saying I was always really close to being a bitch, or I was a bitch most of the time, it's just occasionally it was badass?
No. The fact that you have to be... You have to be close to the line. That's part of the badassery, is to know when to go. And you never overstep that line, ever. In all of our 32 years together, you never overstep that line.
Wow. We know you're lying.
Not necessarily. How do we know we're lying? I'm lying. Okay, maybe once or twice that I can't really remember, you might have been a bitch. Maybe. But, I can recall
three times, and that was when I was pregnant. Because you're like, oh, my God, you're just so bitchy.
Okay, three times out of 32 years,
no, not but bad. There was way more than that.
No. There yeah. couldn't have been ways, because I didn't always say that loud, at least not to you. Maybe in the car on the way to work, motherfucker, what the fuck was that? I'm kidding. You weren't ever a bitch.
I'm such a cunt.
I'm the one saying you're not. You're the one wanting me to say it. Yes, you fucking suck. You were such a rag. Is there you go? Does that make it better? Holy shit. I'm the one sitting there going, no, you weren't. Fuck you. Okay. I don't even care anymore at this point in time. Trying to be nice, fuck off. Whatever.
I'm picking on you. I know.
Bitch. All three words are very important in the process. Life is about words. They mean something. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They do.
Yes, they do. Yes. Yup.
And I'm trying to be better about communicating them and complimenting you. Good job, honey.
Okay, why do you have to say it like that? Like it's all condescending.
I'm picking. Because I'm being a bitch. Duh.
Hey, I can't wait till we fucking cuddle again, bitch. Okay, I can't fucking play this fucking game. No worries. Get away from me. Sit on your own fucking side of the camera. Just say, don't get off me. Yuck, you cootie fucking. Get away from me, cooties girl. I ain't giving you any of your fucking love language. Yeah, fuck off, you fucker.
Well.
Just so y'all know, I'm in the market for a girlfriend. You can be a badass bitch, just don't be a bitch. Just saying. I've got one of those. Yeah, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Oh, shut up. Anyways, wow.
I'm just picking on you.
Don't touch it unless you're going to suck my dick.
That's so soft.
One, two. You're up to two. Don't stop now. You got two fucking blowjobs to go. You should pat me some more. Just saying.
You're using me.
No, I did not grab your hand and go, like I normally would, touch me. Sorry, man. See, I just kissed
it. Yes, but this is also the wrist, so please stop.
Anyways, I'm trying to build strength in it. Let's get off the fucking air. This is horrible.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. We're going to have a conversation.
About what?
Podcast etiquette, fucking badass.
Wow.
Okay, you're doing fine.
Nah, we're just fucking around.
What does that look for?
Because I can see a wet willy coming.
How about I?
Oh!
Anyway.
I knew
it. Surprise. All right, with that being said, I didn't fuck her.
You want to?
Who?
I don't know. I've got a few people in mind that you want to fuck.
You're keeping a list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You awesome. Might try checking it twice.
Only on Saturdays. Only on fucking Saturdays. Saturdays, fuck. Jesus, I'm all kind of shit.
On what day?
Nothing. I'm just... Anyways, all right, with that being said, we're getting the fuck out of here. Sponsors, we got them. ASN Lifestyle Magazine, Motor Bunny, and SmokingMeatsBBQTreats.com. Check them out. Don't forget to vote for us, please. We really want some more hardware. We don't want to drive all the way to the Poconos to watch other people bring our trophies home. That's sad. Aw. So we'll see y'all guys real soon. Don't forget, you can still buy tickets for Crazy Summer Nights.
Mm-hmm. Coming up.
42 days.
Faster than I want it to.
Well, why is that, Pumpkin?
Because of my birthday. Yes, keep your mouth shut. You can just skip the birthday part and just go for the party.
It's no longer 53 days away. It's 42 days away, just saying. Anyways, you also get tickets for Crazy Winter Nights, Crazy Vegas Nights, and my birthday when I'll be 52.
I don't remember how old I am.
All of a sudden, I'm like, Anyway, so check it out, crazycasma.com. Follow us on Twitter. Don't forget to follow Miss Amanda and follow her stuff in her nakedness and pornery as we go through. I don't know if that's a word or not, but it sounded really good.
Pornery. Yeah, it did, but I don't think
pornery.
It's pornery.
Pornery. It doesn't sound hardcore. It doesn't sound scary. Pornery sounds sweet and loving and intimate. But it's not. Anyways, with that being said, doing it the only way I know how, the only way I want to, the only way I ever fucking will, Casba style, out.
Bye.